BR.
It's 5:34. This is KDNK's local and regional news. I'm Marilyn Gleason. Last week, the Colorado Parks and Wildlife re-released a gray wolf in Grand County after it was captured in New Mexico by their Department of Game and Fish. The wolf was a member of the Copper Creek Pack, but dispersed from the group in the fall. CPW will not be publicly disclosing any further information about the specific release location. President Trump announced last week that he will be granting a pardon to incarcerated former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters. Peters, a 2020 election denier, was found guilty of several charges, including conspiracy to commit criminal impersonation and official misconduct after she allowed an unauthorized person to access Mesa County's electric voting machines in the months following the 2020 election. She was convicted last year and is currently serving 9 years at a women's prison in Pueblo. As the president cannot waive state charges, the symbolic pardon will have no bearing on her incarceration or conviction. The administration has been continuously pressing the state to transfer Peters into federal custody. With the holiday season upon us, many families are looking for meaningful gifts for the young people in their lives. Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Maeve Conran stopped by the Boulder Bookstore to get some recommendations for young readers.
Hi, I am Barry Kenyon. I'm the children's book buyer at Boulder Bookstore.
Barry, what has been popular amongst the youngest readers in the past year? What are you kind of seeing in terms of trends or specific books that people are really excited about for the very, very young readers?
Yeah. This year has been big for the series. We've had a lot of a continuation of books in the series. So in the middle grade space, we have the newest Wings of Fire graphic novel, Darkwing, which is huge. There's another Diary of the Wimpy Kid. It's book 20. And of course, the newest Dogman book. But those are what people are really excited about. They want that next book. I've seen that as well with some of the earlier readers. There's Dragon Masters. Dragons in general are a big deal in the early reader space.
Well, in terms of picture books, for the even pre-readers, you've got a little selection here. So these are holiday themed.
Yes. I wanted to talk about this holiday book, The 13th Day of Christmas. Every season, I like to find the newest holiday fun read, and this is telling the story of the 12 days of Christmas, Christmas Carol, in a wacky way. It's Adam Rex, who's very popular in the picture book world. He's very funny, and this is about a guy who is getting every single one of the 12 days of Christmas gifts, and it gets overwhelming. And he's really mad about it at first, but he unexpectedly finds that it brings cheer and that, you know, you can look a gift horse in the mouth sort of thing.
It's got some great illustrations. We have the geese a-laying, the partridge in the pear tree, and some drummers and some dancers leaping or whatever they're doing there.
It's just, it follows the whole town as he is being followed around by every single gift that he gets.
Okay, well, we have another one there, and it's called Flora and the Jazzers.
Yes, I wanted to highlight this one because it's the new Cinderella story that came out this year. It has amazing illustrations. My favorite part is the animals in all the different outfits. Flora works in a grand hotel, but she's the scullery maid. She's not really supposed to hang out with the well-to-do that visit the hotel. But her biggest dream is to go to a concert. And there's a chance for her to help sing when this band comes to visit the hotel. And her little flapper outfit, she's a ferret, by the way. She's a ferret and she's adorable. And this is good for all the families who say that their kids are ready for a slightly longer story for bedtime, but not too long. It's a great read aloud.
We have another book there on your lap. Now, this is for slightly older readers. Yes. Would this be more middle school?
Yeah, this is a middle school read. It's called Scarlet Morning. It's by N.D. Stevenson, who is best known for his graphic novel Nimona, which just had its 10th anniversary. They made a Netflix movie out of that one. But this, again, it's a great family read aloud. It would be a great gift for any voracious reader, but specifically for families that want to read together, because it's a pirate story and it's rollicking fun that's set in a future where the weather has changed and the sea has changed. It's actually kind of toxic. You don't want to touch the water. And these two kids have been waiting for their parents to return on this boring gray island for 15 years. And one day, a captain who says she's not a pirate, but we have our doubts, she comes to their house and they decide to leave with her and go on an adventure trying to figure out their place in the world. And it's amazing. One of the best things is N.D. Stevenson actually wrote this, started writing this when he was a teenager. And when the pandemic happened, kind of rediscovered it and fixed it up. And it's now a two-part series, because as a teenager, it was 600 pages. So they decided to make it two books. And it's one of my favorite reads of the last few years.
Barry Kenyon with the Boulder Bookstore. Thank you so much for joining me.
That report from Maeve Conran and Barry was shared with us via Rocky Mountain Community Radio, a network of public media stations in Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, and New Mexico, including KDNK. In a conservative county that has backed federal immigration enforcement efforts for years, one city is promoting its Latino businesses. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach takes us to a recently rebranded Hispanic district in Rock Springs, Wyoming.
First, a big layer of mayonnaise goes into a styrofoam cup. Then a generous sprinkling of cheese and a scoop of juicy corn from a silver pot. Top it with lime, salt, and chili, and you've got a cup of Leti Franco Espericueta's famous elote.
This looks delicious.
Enjoy.
We're inside Espericueta's shop on the edge of downtown Rock Springs. It's called Antojitos Mi Pueblito and sells snacks from her hometown, from ceviche to ice cream. Espericueta is a mom with four girls.
Me interesó porque...
Her oldest, Jocelyn Franco Campo, summarizes in English.
She decided her inspiration was from where she grew up in Mexico.
In the coastal state of Nayarit.
I guess it just reminds her a lot of her childhood, and it was like something that brought her closer to where she was from.
This is one of several Latino-owned businesses clustered on part of the block, which the city recently rebranded as the Las Americas Hispanic District. Go outside and pastel orange and yellow buildings line the narrow street, with a Mexican restaurant, market, and a jewelry, leather, and piñata shop. It's also a place in transition, with closed-up storefronts and a lively gentleman's club.
And so we identified this block as having the most challenges, the most potential, but a lot of assets.
Chad Banks leads the city's urban renewal agency.
Particularly the Latino entrepreneurs kind of taking ownership of this block.
Rock Springs, a boom and bust coal town, is trying to rebrand not just the block, but all parts of its city center. That's thanks to grant funding from the State Business Council and national organization Main Street America, which helps revitalize downtowns and invite in all residents. That includes almost 90 places in the Mountain West, 8 of them in Wyoming.
That's where entertainment happens. This is where community gatherings happen. This is where parades happen.
Touring around the block, Banks says the city's trying to get more people of all backgrounds to open up shop. He points to new benches, murals, and a newly paved parking lot, which used to house a Chinese market. Banks says Rock Springs prides itself as the home of dozens of nationalities.
When it was a coal mining town, there were 56 nationalities that sort of developed Rock Springs and called it home.
The name Las Americas Hispanic District tries to honor those diverse roots, while recognizing what the neighborhood is now. About 17% of the city's residents are Hispanic, one of the largest communities in the state. Here's Espericueta and her daughter Jocelyn again.
We've had to say at least 10 goodbyes to 10 different families because they've decided to leave town.
Local law enforcement here has been working closely with ICE since 2020, and this year signed two new agreements with the federal agency. Sitting on the porch outside her shop, Espericueta says this has slowed business, and putting a sign up saying Hispanic District could bring unwanted attention.
It does put us at risk, It hasn't yet, but it is a worry.
But at the same time, Aspericueta says as an immigrant, she feels safe and supported here, especially with the community's investments on the block.
Rock Springs, siempre lo he dicho, es una comunidad que siempre la da bienvenida a todos.
Rock Springs, she's always loved it. She's loved Wyoming. And contrary to what anyone else says, she's loved it because they've always welcomed her with open arms.
And with snacks like elote and ceviche, Aspericueta hopes to help others feel right at home. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Mersbach in Rock Springs.
This is KDNK News.